Unit 4. Letter Writing. February 5th. Complaint Letter. Basic Sample. February 5th, 2016. Dear Mr. Randall, I'm writing this letter at 1 a.m. I should really be in bed, as I have a busy day tomorrow. However, I am unable to sleep because of your noisy washing machine. It sounds like a huge, rusty robot jumping up and down on your floor. I don't understand why on earth you are washing your clothes at this time in the morning. Do you have any idea how loud your machine is? Don't you care that other people are trying to sleep? This is not the first time I've been woken up by your machine. In fact, this is the sixth such occasion. My work has even suffered due to a lack of sleep. I'm writing to say that enough is enough. The next time it happens, I'll complain to the building manager and perhaps the police. I'm not asking that you get your machine fixed, but please do your washing at a more appropriate time. I would also appreciate an apology for the times you've disturbed my sleep. Yours sincerely, Jane Carter. Apartment 56. Advanced Sample. February 5th, 2016. Dear Mr. Randall, I'm writing this letter at 1 a.m. despite the fact that I should really be fast asleep. However, this is an impossibility due to the colossal din caused by your washing machine. It sounds like an enormous rusty robot jumping up and down on your floor. It beggars belief that you are doing your laundry at such an ungodly hour. Are you truly ignorant of how loud your machine is? Don't you care at all for those of us who are trying to sleep? This isn't the first time my sleep has been disturbed by your infernal machine. In fact, this is the sixth such occasion. My productivity and performance at work has suffered due to a lack of sleep. Well, this is the last straw. If it happens again, I'll officially complain to the building manager and perhaps contact the police. I'm not demanding that you have your machine fixed, but please do your laundry at a more appropriate hour. An apology for the times you've interrupted my sleep would not go amiss either. Yours sincerely, Jane Carter. Apartment 56.